All right, great day to you all. Great day to you all. Great day to you all. I command my spirit to increase our life force energy. I command my spirit to increase our life force energy. I command my spirit to increase our life force energy now. All right, let's have some fun today. This is Project Review with Q, homesteading and or homesteading PRQ. Thank you so much for the people.space. Thank you, the PRQ team. Thank you, BBS Radio, for all this incredible activity and attention. It's so awesome to see what we're achieving through unbelievable succession. we're progressing. Yes, we will. Hi, aloha. Hi. I was inspired today to talk about looking at how we have, let's do Canadian, progressed from a year and a half ago to now. So the idea 4 or 5 years ago, interviewing all of you, was what do you need here? What's troubling you the most? And you, all of you said the same thing in some other than health issues. I need to survive here and I need a place to live and I need a collaboration center. And I need a healing center. And I'm unable to do that because of inflationary systems or hierarchical systems. Doesn't really matter. But all of them looked like a big, huge, same opportunity. So we get excited and say, there is a solution. Let's just keep advancing it. We keep watching and watching and watching. We all keep participating and understanding and overseeing and watching the advances. And then we put it on a radio show and then we create it, we envision it. And now we have people who are actively patenting all of their land. They're free. They're getting free. Now you'll see the succession of all of us, all the light that's coming in, multiple bodies. Look at where we participate in a light being over in politics. Look at a light being maybe in entertainment. Maybe there's a light being in industrial construction, et cetera, et cetera. It just keeps flowing more and more and more with proper advances from your heart instead of being manipulated from the past story that came through your news old stations. And I love those questions too, by the way. So never be intimidated to go ahead and pull up a story on a web page and ask me on air if it's true or false, if you're not able to discern it on your own. I can show you every single news story what's true and false, but remember that you're just living in the past when you read these news, which the steering committee loves you doing that. So if you're concentrating on the next disclosure item, it's truly working very well for the bad guys. Not to say it's not entertaining and it's fun to see what the rest of us are doing. We're addicted to each other. We love each other. So it's just amazing. So I have to take this call because I never get tired of talking to you guys. And this person is one of our greatest helpers and light beings on the planet. And I will take your call, please. Anybody calling, please call in. Please call in. And who wants to take this show over and start their own homesteading corporation? It's yours. Whoever wants it. If you want to take the radio show over, you can have it and have fun with it and have a loyal title company anytime. Can I take a call, BBS Radio? Thank you from Aloha on line two. What are your thoughts on the property they going to choose? I love BBS's English. Property they going to choose. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll react to that. See, they get embarrassed when they type so fast. You know, it's a youth thing, I think. You don't have to really spell anything. Just kind of get something on there. Isn't that what you're seeing with text messages? Just kind of, I said close, not close. Okay, whatever. Anyway, aloha, are you there? I love you so much.
Aloha. You're so funny. You tickle me. You are making me laugh.
I was interested in it. So Mermaid Day, we were talking about, you know, I'm not consistent, but I'm pretty sure I could put together a comedy show, but I'd want to warm Dave Chappelle up, somebody, Robin Williams or Dave Chappelle. So somewhere in there, I think I could warm up an audience at least.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. We'd have fun. Aloha.
I want to see you and Dave Chappelle do a show.
It's getting real fun. You're noticing that, if we start looking at the advances humanity has taken on the last easily 20 years, you're now really starting to see results, wouldn't you say?
I'm just daydreaming about you. I don't know what you just said. What did you say?
Yeah. So we're getting calmer. We're more comfortable with ourselves now. We're just right now.
I'm so happy to be here with you and everyone. Hi.
Hi. Sounds like it.
Okay. I have a question. And the way that they said it probably sounded to them like that's what I said. So how do you feel about the...
I forgot what you're doing. What are you doing?
I'm here with you. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I want to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, there's other people listening to this right now.
I know. I'm supposed to be entertaining or something. I know.
I'm sorry. Beautiful. I don't care. I just wanted to talk to you. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to talk to you too. I was very sure you were going to be the first caller, of course, on the first show. We can do this the next 3 hours. It'd be great.
I gotta go to
Pacific Palisades and start cleaning up houses. So I can't do this all day.
Are you really?
Talk is cheap with me, but I was considering going down and start
you're
working.
You're going to clean up my high school? What happened with my high school?
Why would you target a high school? I don't understand. Oh,
That was my home. That was my home for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
Right on.
And I spent a lot of time at the beach.
What'd you learn there?
I love that place. I was on the drill team. I learned that our football team was great, that the band was great, that the view was great.
Did you learn to kiss there?
I haven't learned to kiss yet. Yeah. I haven't learned to kiss yet. I'm waiting.
Oh, beautiful. I love to hear that. You will. You'll find the one.
What did I learn there? I had so much fun. I was living in the marina at the time, so my friend and I would ride to school every day in her 320i. We made a few pit stops on the way. I learned how, I had my English teacher, I had the same English teacher at Marina Del Rey Junior High that I had at Pacific Palisades High School. Same teacher. And so she and I got along great. I had another teacher and I would pretend when I had to do a paper in class, I would pretend I used to listen to the Rowan Report. And I would pretend to be Carl T. Rowan and write my papers. I just had a good time. I love the environment. I love looking at the ocean every day, going to school. It just was fun. I had a lot of friends. I just loved it. It was beautiful.
Yeah. So this is a great opportunity in my eyes when you do get, disaster, as tough as it might be to understand. So if we have a natural disaster like this, real easy to homestead that land right now. really easy because you've got the federal government already in a position of emergency response. So you can process and you can get the federal response teams to endorse your federal land patent easy and get financial aid. So that's why I'm bringing it up today. This is an outstanding opportunity when you do go through a tornado or a hurricane and you do have your governments aligned with your grants or your land patents. In this case, Canadians especially pay attention to this because you're already working one-on-one with your highest level of title, and now your county and states have to accept the highest form of title. So it's a very exciting time in some respects and very sad that people would have to start over and so forth, but not real impressed. Unfortunately, I've had to talk about this. I've never wanted to talk about this, but when you have some people that have energy weapons and many other tools, you can see that at least now we can see we have somebody that's trying to steer us. That's the good news. But please tell me, what can I play with you today?
So what do you want me to do? Pick up some land patents for the area?
I would say that's a great opportunity, yes. You just said that used to be my home. And you could disperse them, you could distribute them. I would think that is a very good opportunity. And it would enhance the cleanup as well.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
There was a property that I liked, but I could see it's a little bit occupied. But I know that the land patent would include a parking lot on the beach. Can I?
Of course. You don't go, hey, I'm telling everybody, go big or go home. Just do it.
Okay, so I did call for a reason. So I did meet a lady at the county recorder's office that's stationed out in Pasadena from the registrar's office to get to print out people's deeds. But I picked an address to land patent. How do you feel about that? Should I go through with that? Do you see that?
Okay, so when you look at yourself, it's do you feel it like truly stimulates you? You're motivated? Is it just I can't live without being right there? There's been a couple places on the planet I have to stay in. Is that the way it feels for you, or the idea of having sovereignty on land? Yeah, they're both valid, but I'm seeing a pattern now. If you really love this space, you've got to pay attention to yourself, don't you?
Okay, so I talked to you before about doing abandoned places, and right now, where I was staying is I'm not choosing to stay there anymore. So, you know, I feel like, you know, picking a beautiful, perfect place in California, what's the definition of an oxymoron? I mean, you know, I need a place that has water. You know, I need a place that has water. I'd like to live in a place that I didn't have to worry about whether it was going to be set, you know, whether it was going to be safe. You know, as far as, you know, this address that I'm asking you about is a place when before I asked you about abandoned properties, you said go nuts with it. So this place I've been seeing for about 15 years. Somebody did, and so I'm like, okay, you know, I can do that one. Is it a place that's my dream place? I don't know how to have a dream place in California. Like that seems like an oxymoron to me. I don't understand it because I need water. You know, I need water. You know, I have to be by the beach. I have to be in the sun.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to be in the sun. Yeah. That's why you always hear me talking to you from the car, because I have to be wherever the sun is at all times. And when the sun goes down, then I go in. But I'm out. I go out to play. And, you know, it's like children. You wake up in the morning and you go out and play. You stay out all day long and then you don't go home until it gets dark. So with this particular address,
that is great news. I love hearing you just taught everybody unbelievable wisdom.
I'm just a reflection of you.
Us.
We are a reflection of us.
Can you call in the next hours so I can have a show? I'll get to a couple
more people. Did you tell me? Did you answer my question about whether I should move forward with this address? Because I pulled
What I'm saying to you is there's no way I could ever answer that question. Only you can. You're going to get tired of that now. You have to decide.
I want the 90-day process to go through.
Can I understand the probabilities? It's up to your excitement, isn't it?
It will be my first one that I do, and then after I do this one, I'll do others, because you said go nuts on abandoned properties.
Well, I just know how powerful you are, and by the way, I'm really excited about whatever you're excited about, and if I get excited about something, that's what this is all about. Notice 4 years ago,
I'm going to move
nobody patented any properties. Look at everybody patenting their properties now. Now, if you're excited about it, I am totally. I'm going to put wind in your sails, everybody. Just go and make the first step. Just keep looking at the end in mind. I'm going to just fill in the gaps, and I guarantee you, we are all giving each other wind in our sails because there's more light here all the time. You can see it all in your politics, even. There's a little something different going on, isn't there?
That's why I'm asking you. You said exactly what I wanted to hear, so I'll let you go. And then you ask me to call in at another show. I will.
I have a timeline question.
Only if I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm always excited to talk to you. But I'll let you go. Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye, Laura. All right. Ooh, we got New York. We got Wyoming, Louisiana, California. Let's see. Let's do Louisiana, line three. Question on, I think that's the next call. Louisiana on line three. Question on the original land patents needs advice on how to move forward. Louisiana, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Q. This is Q.
Hi,
it's so
Q.
Funny. I go very quickly so other people can call in.
Thank you so much.
We have two people who's willing to do, we try to help people to do the homesteading. We encounter something very interesting. The first one is there is no original land patent, but we found the historical document. It said it's,
the Louisiana Purchase? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to do the Louisiana Purchase today?
Yeah, I guess so, if you can
all
help.
Right. Okay, thank you for your call. Thank you so much for your call. It is a great topic, everyone. I'm sorry to cut you short there. That one I'm going to take care of because there's a bigger story going on. I'm so sorry to cut you short. Thank you for the call. That one is really exciting to us on a lot of different levels. So I'm going to hold my cards a little close on that one because there's others that want to work on that and, let's say, become sovereign for the entire region. And so I want to make sure I don't get into your politics, but please note that everything we've talked about is eligible in that area. But that area has a lot of competition now, doesn't it? All right, let's do Sherry from Wyoming on line four. Update on their foreclosure and forever title. Sherry from Wyoming, line four, BBS. Thank you.
Hey.
Sherry. I just dated myself right there, didn't I? Yeah, I just dated myself.
Okay, you're going to have to remember at least one of those Sherry songs for me.
I know. There's a lot of them. Wyoming. Okay, so you're in the middle of the country. What are you doing?
Well, I'm in-house staying warm because it's very cold here in Wyoming.
Did you ever notice the name of Wyoming? Did you know why it was named that? Say it slow. Say it. Make it three syllables. Y-O-M-ing. Ing, om, y. That's a really ancient set of syllables from another place in time and space. It's quite an interesting story. But go ahead. What are you working on today?
Oh, I'd like to hear that story someday. Well, yeah. I'm 90 days out from when I started my forever benefit. So I do have my sign. Everything seems to be going smooth. The original mortgage company, way back in the beginning of November, did send everything over, signed it over to a collection something. It wasn't really a collection agency. I don't know. I think that's what they do, though.
But more or less the same way I stated prior shows, correct? They sold the debt to someone else, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I've not got foreclosure. They're carrying on the original back payments, so they're not starting new ones. And so they just keep sending me new monthly payments, but I've not gotten foreclosure papers from them. So
what is the percentage, if you don't mind me asking a couple questions for the audience, what percentage of debt to value of the real property is roughly the debt? So do you owe 50% of the assumed value? Do you owe 10%? What's the percentage in which you owe?
They claim I owe $125,000, and my house value is about $225,000.
Okay, so 50% of debt to value, pretty much 50%. Okay.
Yeah.
Now this is really interesting stuff. So if they foreclose on you, they get, what do they get? They get a house that they hope they can sell for $200,000, but they're happy to foreclose and get $126,000 for it. They're happy to do that.
Exactly.
Because they only see red and black on their books. So they're all run by accountants. So what's the value of your home? Well, it's priceless if you have no place to live.
Right.
Wouldn't you say? So it really, we don't understand numbers. We don't, all of it's just a game anyway. So what is your question? I'm sorry, so sorry to distract
us. That's
okay.
I just wanted to give you an update on where I was at on that. I'm not even worried about them anymore. I mean, I don't care about that.
So you have all your paperwork filed. Everything's rolling. No one's made a claim that they have higher form of title than you. And you're all booked in your local county. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been done. Like I said, I'm 90 days from my very first filing. I've been done for my 60 days.
All right. Now, here's my question for you. If you get another court request to show up to defend your property, make sure you call into me because I know how to keep you out of court. Okay.
Perfect. I was really hoping thanks for saying that because I was going to ask you that. It kind of slipped my mind. Yes, I definitely will get a hold of you if I ever get a foreclosure paper.
So that's what this show will probably evolve into if we're inspired, if we're excited, is now I'll show you all the tools I've seen used to stop the courts from doing anything to us with one document. And it's on a case by case basis, but for the most part, we've standardized a way to defend our rights in a county court, no problem with federal land pens.
Perfect.
Any other questions?
May I ask? Yes, please.
Please go ahead.
So I'm ready to proceed on this county land, and So I just kind of, I know it's going to be a different process than what I just went through because I don't have the deed. I mean, it's not in my name. So I was just wondering if you could walk me through or send me something to tell me how to go about. I do have the patent for the land. There's two of them for that land. And I did go back and look through their books to see when they actually got that land. And all it all I could find is just said that it was given to them by the public. I couldn't actually find the deed. So I don't know how to proceed on this because it's different than, you know, my residential property. I was wondering if you could help me.
Okay. Okay, so get me cleaned up here if you don't mind. Okay, so you went to BLM and you requested the geography that you want to patent. And what happened?
Okay, no, I didn't go to them. I ordered online and I received my the original patent for the land several months back. I received them. I just don't know how to proceed now because when I did my residential, my home, I started with my deed and signed it over and all that stuff. I don't know how to do the land that I want to get back from the county because I don't have deed in my name.
Okay, very good.
I don't know how to proceed with it.
Okay, so all you need to do in most cases, depending on your desire, so desire is your first horsepower. I really, really need to be there and work there and or whatever else, play there, sustain life there, is to understand the division of geography that the county understands as a what they're calling a parcel. We don't use parcels when we patent, but when we talk to them, we use parcel numbers. So as long as your geography is defined very well and matches the parcel, you can now be a successor on the land patent because you have to, what we've showed you is you just have to prove you're a successor of land patent. So we're not taking anything. I want to possess land and I'm a successor. So all you have to do is explain it in your documents, just like we've showed you. Do you want to sell it to yourself? Do you want to deed it to yourself? You can. Doesn't really matter. You can. There's hundreds of ways you can say, I am a successor of the land patent. I want you to decide. I'm just giving you the tools and understanding of the federal understanding of succession. Succession is your term. So if someone does not possess, you get to, is all I'm promoting here. Does that make sense?
Kind of makes sense. I mean, I guess I don't know how to sign over a deed.
I'm never going to give you rules to your creativity. I'm not going to give you rules to your creativity. I'm very, very careful. I'm just drawing a clean line between I really and how to. I'm not going to be your administrator without being flip. Great love to you all the time. What we want to do is really up to you. So you can write it just like we've done it and showed you, but there's many ways you can write it up and say, I'm the successor. Just keep working on it. That's my encouragement. You're a successor to an original land patent is what I'm promoting. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. But one more thing about that. So I know you talked about it, about me living there. I am not going to live on that property. I'm not going to work on it. I am going to build on it for the community, and I want it to be give it to the community.
Okay, hold me there. Hold me there. Hold me there. Okay, hold me right there. Hold me right there. So there's going to be some community members who really want to be successors on that land patent is your assumption, correct?
No, I don't think so.
Imagine if there was. Imagine and dream if everyone on this show said, Wyoming, we're going to come down there and we're going to get that thing for you. Imagine, and that's what's happening on this show right now. We're all dreaming about you being free on land, aren't we? And we're all creating it, aren't we? You just did it.
Right.
You did it 90 days ago. This is amazing. These are miracles, aren't they? These are miracles. Wait a minute. You have free land. Whoa, what's going on here? This is the power of all of us. Thank you so much for your call, and please keep calling in. It's just amazing to see the advances from all of you. Thank you for the call, Wyoming. Sherry, you're always just a powerhouse on proving you can do it. So we got Maine, Wyoming, New York, Florida, Texas, Michigan, Washington, California, Oregon. Look, we're all doing it. It's just amazing. The power of our light is really moving forward. All right, Mike from New York. It looks like I got some competition. Mike from New York on line five. Can I take over the show?
All right, let's do it. Mike, what do you got, line five?
Well, that's just it. You offered to give up the show to somebody who wanted to take it over. Can I do that?
Do you have a resume?
Oh, you don't want to see my resume. I won't make it if I have to show you my
okay,
resume.
Okay, so you think you can pull this off?
I do.
And you'll be as good as me, huh? You'll be as funny as me?
Maybe even funnier.
Okay, that's going to be pretty easy, actually. Okay. All right, here, I'm going to put a caveat. You have to have already padded land. How about that? Have you done one?
Nope, I'm out.
Okay. All right, so that's the resume. If you know how to do one, New York is just so exciting. You know, just to watch the gal from last week nail one is just, you know how powerful that is? I guess you guys aren't, it wasn't on the air, but we got.
I know her. She's a powerhouse. She's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she could easily take over.
It's
going to be like bonfire now. So the people that listen to us, they like you'll probably start seeing our momentum on this show. It impacts politicians too, because they're all listening to us and the military as well. So they sit there and they watch us and they go, "Oh, that's which way they want to go. Well, let's help them out." So then that's how they're doing it is they're like, "Oh, well, why don't we give a little call to Clark County and tell them to quit horsing around with the Q customers." So they're really doing that. And so whatever information you can give me, any stumbles, any problems, I want to be the hotline. And that just to do it organically, we have problems. You're on the problem hotline right now and people are listening to us. What do you want to work on today, Mike? And yeah, you can have a show whenever you want. You can have a show whenever you want.
I have a question about the process. So if homesteading, right, is a federal process, federal law, why are we also using state law with that? Right. The whole notarizing piece, notarize different documents, that's really state law where you have to go to Notary Public and, you know, sign in front of them, blah, blah, blah. Under, I believe it's Title 28, U.S. Code, Section 1746, you can notarize your own documents as long as you put a certain statement in there. So you don't have to go to them for anything.
I 100% agree. And so how do you defend yourself then? So let's just sit on a piece of land and we'll file our own documents to ourselves as an example. And when they show up and said you didn't pay and the sheriff is there, how do you defend yourself?
Well, isn't that the whole purpose of the filing, right? To sign it is one thing, but then when you go to file it, that's proof that it's all legitimate.
That's the only reason you're using their tools. Is to you're stepping in their field. If you have another idea, I'm all ears. But we've built up this communication system to your point that is favoring state law. So how do you defend yourself? We whip this around the table so many times. How do you defend yourself when they don't have any education or awareness of federal laws? I'm open to the discussion, but we're dealing with individuals, whether they're cloned out or not, that don't understand federal laws. So the only solution we found is you have to file in their system and prove that you're federally forever benefit landowner.
Okay, fair enough.
If you have a solution, though, I'm all ears because I love the topic. How do you talk to people who don't understand things outside their system? I'm looking for it too.
Right. Okay. I'll knock it around.
Thanks, Mike. Great call.
Thank you.
I really love Mike's calls because we get to see. Thank you for the call, Mike. So when we start strategizing about what ifs, how comes, I would say we slow ourselves down because there's really only one solution. I want to live somewhere. So we don't have to really build a piano out of this just because everyone's created all these rules and regulations in our counties. So just focus on the inspiration of living somewhere is my suggestion, whether it's helping a community or I really want to live there by the beach. And it doesn't really matter if you're truly excited about it now. You've advanced as humans, you've advanced so much now. Your light is coming through you so much more now that if you really are excited about something, you are going to see it appear. And I thank many people for helping prove it to me, whether it's Lucina Cola Evans or Miss Meters or Aloha, Asha, all the PRQ team. You're seeing more light and or opportunities for yourself when you just focus on the excitement. I'm going to the next call. Thank you for listening to me, everybody. And thank you for the people.space. Do we have any calls? Okay. Do we have Lee from Florida on line two? How do I defend my claim to parkland? Lay or Lee? BBS is very good at spelling. Are you there on line two?
Yes. Hello. I'm here and it's Lee.
Way to go, BBS. Finally got one right. Great. I love when BBS can spell. It's so fun to watch their articulation of these crazy words. Anyway, Lee, what are we working on today?
Well, I happen to have in my hot little hands the land patent for some Florida state land that is absolutely perfect. And my question is, because I fully intend to post the notice and claim it as my own, however, I don't know how to get the park rangers off or anybody else for that matter. Can you help me with that?
Okay, so hang on a second here. I've got to check my time here. All right, so let me look at this real quick. Hang on just a second. All right, so do you mind telling everyone listening what county it's in?
Marion.
Marion County in Florida. So how big is the park?
It's about 500 acres.
And now, okay, so you've got a couple issues here, opportunities. That's a federal park, isn't it?
I believe it's a state park.
So the feds gave it to the state.
Yes.
Did you pull a land patent? I can only see the federal sides. Forgive me. So when you ask me to use my so when I go and trace your information out, forgive me, I go and look at the legacy of it. I'm not so concerned between now and then. So I can only see the starting point. Forgive me. So when you go and pull a homestead, what section are you pulling from? Are you going to take the whole section, or what territory are you going to homestead?
I'm going to take a whole section.
Okay, and you've pulled the patent, correct?
I have the patent. It's more than one, okay. Actually. Yes.
Okay. Now, my suggestion when you have more than one for that territory is get a buddy to do the other one. It'll be, and I'll tell you why. So there's some people that come to me and have 1,000-acre territory, and it had maybe eight original patents, homesteads. If you got eight people to do it, that really, really, really want to do it, you can see how much more powerful that is than just you. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So when you get some buddies, it's not to say that you're not going to sustain succession and they're going to go live somewhere else. It's just the horsepower behind it. When you have multiple people pulling patents, you now have made federal claims multiple times, and you're all excited about doing it. So I would get a team together without being a team, just look like individuals doing it. So that's the way I would start when you pull your patents and file concurrently. And then when you have objection, taking possession, you make a claim in federal court that someone's trespassing. that would be the cleanest way. So I'll make it a little cleaner here. I filed my patent. I'm the highest form of title. What are you doing on my land? You're really nice about it. Here's the document. It's filed. Your 90 days is up, whatever. Can you all leave? I'm doing my best Southern accent. Can you all leave? if you don't leave, then you use the documents I put on the webpage here and you cite them. It's that simple. And they will leave once you cite them with those articles that I put up on the webpage there. BBS Radio, Homesteading, in that PDF is all the documents you need to open a claim in federal court and prove someone is trespassing on your land. You can send them the same document. Say, hey, you guys got, be nice. I mean, I've seen one like, hey, you guys got 30 days to get off of this thing. I've already given you 90 days, but I'll give you another 30 days. I can take you out of here right now. It's not to be robust in the documentation. It's just, you don't belong here anymore. So it's, I don't know how you want to do it, but I'm giving you some suggestions. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, and I want to be nice about it. I don't want to go in there with guns blazing. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. So I would. So I'm very curious how our creativity works now. On we could actually use me. I'm potentially going to be that guy for you all. I just want to see how much kickback we get, because I don't think you're going to get any pushback.
Wow, that's exciting.
People listening to us right
wow.
now really want to, the people listening to us really want to see you, really want to see us be successful. Okay. So again, we are the people doing this, and we don't need any savior. So let's see how you do. Keep calling in. Coach us as well. We want to help you, but it's really on you to make the next moves. We've given you a lot of tools now. Let's see how you do. Is that okay?
Perfect. I'll get right on it.
Thank you, Sherry. Well, Go, Sherry. Thank you for the call, Wisconsin. No, that's not Sherry. I'm sorry. That was Lee. Sorry, Florida. Lee from Florida on line two. How did I defend my claim to park land? I think that's a great question, because what we've observed is how did we give all away our land to state and county? I mean, it's not that we don't enjoy the maintenance and management of state land and so, but why did we empower states to take over land? And by the way, I think there were some people here before the Industrial Revolution. Thank you, Hudson Bay, for destroying our native land. All right, we're going to keep moving on here. Sorry for – let me make sure I got time here. I'm always out of time. I think we got time for one more. What time is it? All right, Sherry from Wisconsin on line four. Some questions on finding a location to purchase. Sherry would like to purchase some land. Oh, what
yes,
is it?
I would. Hello.
Hello.
Beautiful.
What language is
beautiful
that?
Beautiful day to you.
Beautiful, beautifulness to you.
Yes. I have found a couple properties. One is a 10-acre, and it is occupied. They are selling it, but of course they have a high price on it. It would work well for my project. Because I'm doing organic gardening, and then also I'd like to have a trading post. So should I pursue something like that, or should I pursue something where nobody is living?
Okay, so you live across the street from the place you really want to be, and you want and there's someone possessing it. I'm being a little cheeky here. Okay, so so we can see this place. I mean, I love it, and I want to do all these things there, but someone's already there. Is that correct?
Yes, they're selling it. Mm-hmm.
They're selling it. Okay. What if you put an offer in to homestead it? And the sale price is $1.
Okay.
What if you did that?
I don't know.
What would happen?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I guess I'd have to try.
Okay. So I'm being flip here on purpose. Okay. So if you can go owner direct, so go around real estate agents, find the real owner.
Okay.
And do you mind if I have coffee with you? I'm going to sit down and chat. Ask them as an example of, I've done this many, many times for many people. Can you tell me why you perceive the value of this asset as a measurement and or a means based on the metrics of a U.S. dollar?
Okay.
Now, you're instantly going to piss them off. We all know that, right? So, or we're installing we're installing that instantly in our epigenetics. They're going to think I'm a crazy person. We instantly get doubt and fear when we start talking like that. But what is, where did we understand, when did we start understanding that I have?
Oh, I think I lost you.
Or an appraiser or otherwise. Did I cut out everyone? Yeah.
Yeah, it cut out. I got to the appraiser.
Yeah. Who can appraise based on the metrics of green pieces of paper with pyramids? What? Sorry, you guys. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Tough topic. Whoa. Lost the radio and got a throat shot. Okay. So when you get those kind of quality conversations going, and your intention is for the purpose of forever benefits, there actually is a value that you can bring to them, because when they go to, the only reason people sell property is because why?
Generally, they want to move closer to the city if they're older.
And they believe, not know, they believe the only way to do that is to sell what they have, because the next guy wants more of the thing that is worth something to them as well. So why?
Yeah.
So what if the person selling the property went and homesteaded just like you and didn't pay anything for their next asset? So that's what's changing in the United States, Canada, Australia, all over the world. Mm-hmm. You're not going to buy land anymore because you have a sense of value. That's, banks created that. How could you measure the metrics and value of a piece of land based on this design of the currency system is just idiotic. We've fallen for it again and again. We just keep falling for it. Millions of years of this falling for it. What if we could have open owner direct conversations is my suggestion. Just talk it through, teach them about homesteading. Mm-hmm. So if they would do succession, they would let you be successor. And I'm not always successful with it. I've worked really hard to be a successor with property I wanted to go be in possession of. But I didn't want to manipulate people. Anyway, that's my idea. Mm-hmm. What do you see?
Okay, I can give that a try. Talk to the owners directly and see if
call
I can
in,
work something out.
Call in and tell us what's going on. Tell us what's going on.
Okay.
You're going to teach a lot of people whatever you do here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, BBS, let me go check time. Thank you for the memo there, BBS. Okay, 8 minutes. Oh, no, man, I got some good questions here, but I only got 8 minutes. Let's see what we got here. Let's do DD from Colorado on line three. Question about the description for Forever Benefit page. Is it including the whole 60 acres or the just the part they are living on? DD, are you there?
I am here. Hello. Thanks for taking the call.
Hi. Dee Dee's my spirit guide.
That's right.
Just kidding.
Okay, to make this short, I've got most everything done. Just have to post the public notice, but I'm coordinating it, you know, with this Forever Benefit. So the original grant, it doesn't have, of course, the longitude, latitude back then. So I need to know, do I need to get the 4 points of longitude, latitude for the 160 acres? That's one question. And then the part I live on is in that 160 acres, but of course there's lots of lots and houses. So do I also need to put the legal description of the place I do own, or, you know, I have a mortgage on, and it's for coordinates as well? Do I need to put both of those on the Forever Benefit or just the original grant?
Yes. So very great question. So when you're communicating with the county level, they understand parcels. So you need to describe that and include the territory. You don't need to go and survey the land. You just need to record the territory description from the homestead. So it would look like one parcel number in the example you gave us, and the description of the territory is in the body, just like we have it on the webpage there. Does that help you?
Yeah, cool. So, yep.
If there's subsets of parcels on that 60 acres as an example, I would record it with all the parcel numbers, because that's how they digest information. They only understand parcels, but your descriptor is the territory of the. We speak federal land patents; they speak parcels. So all we're saying is, don't touch these parcels. It's mine, and then the territory explains that. Does that make sense?
Yes. So it's 160 acres. I have no idea how many parcels must be on it, because it's right, you know, in a very popular area, and the edges.
I've seen it very handy if you can get all the parcel numbers, and if you really want to be a successor of all of those parcels, you have to tell them so that you can defend yourself. Now, soon as you land patent your parcel at the county, you have the highest form of title for all 150 acres. Now, do you want a cloud title for all your neighbors? You can do that. You can record record homestead for every one of your neighbors if you wanted to. Now, what that does for you is up to you, but it's there. Once one person's done it and taken claim, you are the successor for the 150 acres. How much of it do you want to possess is now up to you, isn't it?
Yes. And okay, great.
It's really being about being honest to your heart and, you know, being true to yourself. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
I mean,
so
I'm
much.
Happy
Thank
to you. Help them get their own parcel. I don't want to take anybody's land that they're already on, you know.
I public notice and show them how to do it. I just want everyone to do it so we don't have to. So the news keeps loosening all the time on us, and I think we're all tired of taxes, everyone. We've lost control of this ride here. Let's clean it up. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, and what a great call that is, because that's really common. And I'm going to take a quick break before I go on to the next show here. Let's see. We got a few minutes. All right. So look at our success, everyone. Everything is moving faster and faster and faster when we use our core to make decisions. We've got all sorts of people helping us with our motivation. So when you come on the radio and you say, this is, I can't wait to, and I'm going to, and we're doing. And it's just so fun to see us cleaning up what we inherited. Thank you so much for listening to the show. For the people.space, thank you, thank you, thank you. PRQ team, I love you so much, and I can't imagine how much you've achieved. I can't even measure how much you've achieved since we've all started putting our hearts together. And everyone on this call, thank you so much. This is PRQ Homestead. We'll see you next week. I'm going to take a quick break, and Timelines is next. Please call in next hour. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, BBS. Good day.